Thank you, Chair, for giving the floor. Can you hear me well?
Yes.
So, the European Recast Drinking Water Directive has entered into force on the 12th of January 2021. And the member states, they have to transpose the directive into national law and comply with its provisions by January 2023, so within a couple of months. The main objective of the Drinking Water Directive is to protect human health by ensuring the quality and to improve access to water intended for human consumption. And one of the mechanisms to ensure the protection of human health is the empowerment of national authorities and water suppliers to better deal with their local risks related to water supply. This is achieved by introducing a risk-based approach, which covers the whole water supply chain. And with regard to this risk-based approach, the Protocol on Water and Health was a source of inspiration for the review of the EU Recast Drinking Water Directive, not only for the risk-based approach, but also on the access to water provisions. The risk-based approach allows competent national authorities and water suppliers to be more flexible and tailored to the local situation. And the Recast Drinking Water Directive covers three stages of the water supply chain. First of all, the catchment areas for abstraction points, the water supply system, and the domestic distribution system. All risk assessments and risk management systems have to be updated every 6 years. Considering this holistic approach in the Recast Drinking Water Directive, critical success factors for national implementations are the following. First of all, clear identification of responsibilities and tasks of the competent authorities and water suppliers throughout the entire water supply chain. Secondly, collaboration and information exchange between the different stakeholders in the water supply chain. And third, fit for purpose made risk assessments and risk management systems. For example, small water supply systems will require another approach than large water supply system. I would also like to highlight that on the 26th of October, the Commission published a proposal for a recast urban wastewater treatment directive. The main objective of this proposal to modernize the 91 directive is to further improve the quality of rivers, lakes and seas, but also to protect human health. There is much in the Commission's proposal addressing the safe and efficient management of wastewater systems, but I would like to highlight the ambition of the directive by also covering small urban areas from 1,000 inhabitants on, and to better control individual systems, septic tanks, etc. Suggest stricter thresholds for nutrient removal and impose new additional treatment for micropollutants. These provisions will be supplemented by a risk-based approach to steer investments where there is a risk to the environment or human health, e.g. the protection of drinking water sources. Thank you.